뭐 일단 수용소 안에 이제 어떻게 내가 들어갔는지는
I was born in the camp. My parents were both prisoners there. They were forced to be a couple by the prison authorities. That's why I was born.
Just describe to us what conditions were like in the camp as you were growing up.
그냥 뭐 제가 태어나고 이제 뭐 생각하기
As far as my memory serves, the world that I lived in had two kinds of people. Guards with guns and prisoners in uniform. I believe that my life would be that of a criminal and that it would be for life. The guards could beat me whenever they wanted to.
And how often did the guards beat you up? Did this happen regularly?
일단 우리가 이제 아침에 눈을 뜨고
Every day we woke up worrying about being beaten. And if the guard decided not to give us food, then we would starve. It happened very frequently. You could never predict it. It was totally up to the guards. If we failed to meet the day's work quotas, the guards would say, Do you want to be beaten or starve? We had to choose.
And at what age were you, as a child, put to work in the camp?
You enter school at the age of six and you learn how to write, how to do arithmetic, and how to work. You spend most of the time at school learning how to work, so I would say you pretty much start work at the age of six.
And in terms of your family life, were you living in the same room as your family? Did you have contact with your family?
일단 이제 수용소 안에 이제 무슨 폐창 결혼이라고 있어가지고 결혼.
Even if you get married in the prison camp, you can't live together. If you have a good day working, you're rewarded, and for one day you might meet your family. As for the children, up to the age of 11, you live with your mother, but after that you're separated. I had no concept of family in the prison camp. Even my mother, my father, my brother were just like other criminals in the camp. I didn't think of them as family.
The reason, of course, I ask is that one of the most disturbing parts of this book is what happened to your mother and brother who were executed for planning to escape from the camp. And it turns out in the book that it was you who betrayed them. Why?
물론 우선 법에도 법에 이 수용소의 법에 이제
According to the rules in the prison camp, we were supposed to monitor all our colleagues and families. We were told to report any suspicious acts which go against the rules of the camp. I was 14 at the time, and even if she was my mother or brother, I thought of them as other criminals, so I had no hesitation when I heard of their escape plan to report them to the guards. At the time, I felt no remorse.
And what about now?
지금은 뭐 물론 내가 많은 것을 알아가기 시작하면서 죄책감도
As I discover more about the outside world and its norms, I began to feel more regret and guilt, and it's becoming a bigger burden for me.
You, of course, ironically did manage to escape, unlike your mother and your brother. Just tell us about that. How did you manage to get out?
이제 2004년 그때가 이제 밖에서 사시다가 들어오신 분하고 저랑 이제
In 2004 I started working with a man called Park in a fabric factory and learned about the outside world for the first time. At the time I couldn't believe it. It was unimaginable. He told me what he ate, how he spent his leisure time. That story enabled me to imagine, to think of what life outside the prison camp might be like. So from that point I started dreaming about life outside the camp.
And when you did make your escape, you were very lucky, weren't you? Because, I mean, obviously the security is very, very tight.
The security is very thorough. The guards patrol the electric fence every hour. Park, who I attempted to escape with, was electrocuted on the wire. But I managed to get free.
It's one thing hearing about what life is like in the outside world, but when you were there making the long journey into China, I mean, how did you cope with that, having never known life outside the camp? Did you know what you'd find, what you were going to do?
One of the most shocking moments of my life in the camps was the morning after I escaped. What I saw the next day was unbelievable. I saw normal society for the first time in my life. It was something I thought was a fantasy. It was paradise. I saw people walking around freely,